and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday again. And as a result, it's the first Thursday of the month again. And tonight is the men's forum. Every first Thursday night at 7 p.m. All are invited. You can get involved now by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. For those who want to overcome their misery, for those who want to understand, they want understanding. It's for you, not for everybody. Most people love their hell, so it's not for you. Biblical question, can you make a conscious decision? Can you make a conscious decision? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, and let's say you just don't have time to sit and watch it, so you go to podcast. We're going to get to your calls in a minute, folks. You can podcast the show, and you're like, wow, I'd like to be listening while I'm working out. I would like to be listening while I'm buying some fentanyl. Or I would like to be listening while I am doing this or that, whatever it may be. You can now on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-41. 615-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, you can buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? It's amazing to me that it's Thursday again, and it's May. Today is the first day of May, I believe, right? Yeah, the first day of May. May Day. I remember down in Alabama when I was in high school, we used to celebrate May Day. But I didn't know it was a communist day. We used to have these big events up on the hill there at school where we played baseball and stuff and track meets and things like that. And they would have a big May Day event. I had no idea it was a communist day until Hake told me recently, all these years, I didn't know May Day was communist. But according to Hake, and he's white, he knows everything, it is. Amazing, huh? So it's May 1 today, 2025. It's also Thursday. And Thursday we set aside for Bible Thumpers, though we take all calls. We set aside for Bible Thumpers because we get a lot of calls here from Bible Thumper people, and we love the Bible Thumpers, so we want to make time and deal with them because they need a little bit of extra time. They can't rush through the conversation because they have so many scriptures in their heads that it blocks normal conversation. They'll give you a scripture, and while you're responding or trying to respond, they already have another scripture instead of a follow-up on your response. So we love the Bible Thumper. So Thursday is and will always be, though we take all calls, Thursday is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't, they call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why George?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. Why, George, Lord? Amazing, huh? 888-775-3773. It's amazing to me. It's mind-blowing what Bible Thumpers believe, what the Christians believe, and the Allahu Akbar, and the Jews, and the Mormons, and the Catholics. And the everything else. And in believing these things, they don't know that they don't. They don't know that. They don't know that what they believe is not working. And so they believe these things, but they don't pay attention to see that what they believe is not working. And so they don't question, well, if what I believe is real and is true, why isn't it working in my life? They don't question that. It's the darndest thing I ever see. But, okay. Yesterday we mentioned, here's some more information about coming this day. This is from Hake. There is a European festival of ancient origins, which May Day, called May Day. But May Day is also called International Workers' Day. It has been pushed by communists since 1889, according to Wikipedia. I didn't know that, hate. I did not know that, hate. What the? A smart white man. Thank you, Hake. There is a European festival of ancient origins called May Day. But May Day is also called International Workers' Day and has been pushed by communists since 1889. That's according to Wikipedia. Amazing. Yesterday I mentioned that, and we had an amazing conversation with Bill Lockwood about it. You can podcast yesterday's show, the first 2 hours. And it was very, very interesting. I have always, and thank God I still am, interested in the truth. I want to know the truth. And I want to understand human nature. And I want to understand not only the world in me, but the world outside of me, too, how all that works and why things happen and the way they happen. And so I was reflecting on how is it that white people are superior to all people. And I say all people because I noticed that all the white countries is where all people want to go, to the white countries. But then I also noticed that when they get to the white countries, they destroy those white countries because they bring their old habits, old thoughts, and old ways into the white countries. And then I noticed that in America, originally it was just between black and whites. And the blacks eventually were convinced by their black leaders that white people are superior to them. They were not thinking that way prior to that. I have to add that. But over the last 70 years or so, give or take, black people have been convinced that white people are superior. The blacks in America, right? And I know it's happening in South Africa and other places too. And so, but in America, the war used to be just between black and white. Remember that? During the civil rights era, it was just blacks and whites. And the black people, so-called leadership, told the black people that white people are superior and you need equal rights. And so I still have been reflecting on that to understand how did it get to where it is today. And so I thought about it and I reflected. And prior to the civil rights movement, which was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, by the way, except for abortion. But I remember when black people did not think that white people were superior to them. And so they went about their lives doing what they do. Booker T. Washington created the University of Tuskegee. And the Peanut Man created some peanut and peanut butter. And they were just kind of doing their thing because they were not comparing themselves to black white people. They didn't think of white people as being superior. They thought we were equal. All were equal. And so they lived that way and things were fine. Yeah, some animosity between human nature because human nature is evil. So you got to have the good and the bad between the people all the time, but not in a race issue. And so, then come the so-called civil rights movement. It's so interesting to me because I wonder how did it get to this, right? So the civil rights movement came along with Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson and all those crappy people. And they told the blacks, you need equal rights. You need civil rights. And here's why you need them. White people holding you back. White people discriminating. You need to ride on the front of the bus. And they made up stuff. And the black people, those who were not individual thinkers, said yes to that. And they joined the force, right? And so for a long time, there were only white people and black people fighting for equal rights. And the white people were like, there's no such thing as equal rights. You already have rights. You can do what you want to do. But the so-called leadership convinced the black, no, you need equal rights. And the white people for a while were saying, no, don't impose on me like that. You're doing just fine. Don't impose. Let it happen naturally. And they fought back for a while. And then eventually, I want you to really listen to this. This is so deep. And I don't even understand the fullness of it yet. And I believe that. But the white people were like, no, don't impose. Because the black so-called civil rights leader were telling the black people, you need to go to the white schools. They're like, even though the black school was working just fine, but they convinced the blacks that your schools are not working. I want you to realize prior to being convinced of that, black people were graduating from black schools and they were going to college, black colleges. They were starting their own businesses. They were coming back teachers and lawyers and whatever they wanted to be. And it was just fine. Everybody was proud and happy. But the blacks told the blacks, no, that's not good enough. And then the white people were like, why not? You're doing just fine. There's no such thing as equal, right? And the black leadership kept pushing it. And they were like, well, we want to go to your schools. our schools are not good enough, even though they have Martin Luther King and all those guys. Well, as I know, they went to black schools. They did very well. But they wanted to be leaders. And so they had, and people who want to be a leader, they have to create a following. They need a crowd because a weak person cannot stand alone. And so they created this crowd of black people in the inner cities, in the city of Montgomery, Alabama, and then up north. They started inviting them to come down to Montgomery and Selma and fight with them because they needed a crowd. Weak people cannot stand alone. Have you noticed yourself as a weak person? You cannot stand alone because you're weak. You have fear. You're an emotional person. You're into your head and emotional, and you can't stand alone. You got to build a crowd, like mama build a crowd against you when you apologize to her for resenting her, and all that kind of stuff. And so they built this crowd of black people, and they're like, we are marching for civil rights. And they're like, what? White people, like, fought back for a while. They're like, what? And then they said, we want to go to your school because our schools are not better than even though they were fine. Again, the black who were graduating, they were going to black universities. The black universities at that time were amazing schools. They were just equal to the white schools. But the black leadership didn't like that because the people were free and they wanted to be leaders. And the only way you can be a leader in your mind that you need some followers, so you're going to create some angry ones, right? And so they had these black people marching with them. And eventually, the white people, the government said, okay, we're going to let you in our schools. Because they pushed back for a while. And then they said, okay, we're going to let you in. And they're like, cool. And so they started going to the white school, and the black school disappeared for the most part. They disappeared, no longer exist. You may find one or two now, maybe. And so the black school disappeared, the disappearance of the black school, independence disappeared, individuality disappeared, competition in the right way disappeared. And then when they got that done, they said, we want you to let us in your business, the blacks said to the whites, and your neighborhood. And the white people were like, what the? Because white people were superior. They were just kind of living their lives not knowing that they were superior. A person who is superior don't think about being superior. It's not on their mind. They're not trying to act that way. They're not trying to prove that way. They're not trying to get control of others. They're just living their lives, being creative, doing what they're doing. But the black leadership made the blacks believe that white was superior. So the white people were like, what the? I didn't know that. And so they said, we want to get into your businesses now. And we're going to boycott your private businesses. We're going to sit in at your cafes. Your own private. And white people are like, well, we built this. We did this on our own. My daddy, my mama got up and went to work every day building a restaurant or whatever. And the black leaders said, we don't care. We want civil rights. They made it up, civil rights. And so for a while, I want you to think about this. For a while, there were only blacks and whites having a war between each other because at that time, it was pretty much black and white country, America. And then the blacks realized the leadership, so-called leadership, they realized they needed allies. They realized, you know, we need allies. Just blacks fighting against the whites are not enough. We need allies. And so they decided that we're going to let the homosexuals be a part of this movement because prior to the Mexicans and anybody else, the homosexuals were not a part of the black civil rights movement. And I remember it was just blacks and whites. But then the black people needed more allies, the civil rights leaders, because they needed more people to complain about civil rights. And so they started telling the leadership in the homosexual areas, whatever you call it, y'all need civil rights. The white man is keeping you from having civil rights. Come join us. And when the homosexuals first got involved with the civil rights movement, there was a fight between the blacks in the movement and the homosexuals. Because they, and I used to see it all the time. I used to hear it all the time. What does being a homosexual have to do with civil rights? Being black. We're black because we're black. And that has nothing to do with being homosexuals. And they fought against that for a while. But then the civil rights movement, Jesse Jackson and those guys, convinced them, no, homosexuals need civil rights too. And the blacks didn't know that the leadership was building allies. Because we people need an army. They can't stand alone. They got to build an army. And so after time went by, and it took a while, too, eventually they convinced the blacks to stop complaining about homosexuality is not a civil rights. It has nothing to do with color, because they were saying, you're discriminating against us because of our color, not because of who we have sex with. And that went on for a while. And the fight was on, and the homosexuals fought back. No, we're the same. And Jesse Jackson and those so-called leaders, they started to agree with homosexuals. And so they built this ally of homosexuals to be a part of the civil rights movement. So they started saying they needed civil rights movement and civil rights. And so they joined forces with the black, and they built that ally. And then for a while, things were a little bit quiet, but what was happening on the side, the blacks and the homosexuals, they were trying to build a government. They were like, vote for me, and we'll make sure you get more rights, civil rights. We'll represent you. We'll be your leaders. We'll make sure. And at some point, the blacks said, okay, I'll vote for you because I want civil rights. And they voted for the radical black leadership and the radical homosexuals. And then what I noticed is when they voted for these people, they start bringing in all kinds of laws. We need laws for this program and that program and that program and this program. And the white people are like, what's the? Because what happened is when they brought in these different programs, the American people taxes start going up. Because now you got to pay for these programs. And when you pay, the more taxes you pay, the wealthier the leaders got. They start getting more money and power. And the citizens start paying out more money for these different black programs and homosexual programs, right? And so that was like really working good. They were having fun. And then eventually the black leadership and the so-called homosexual leadership said, we need more program. We need more taxes. So we need more allies. And they're like, yeah, we need more allies. And they're like, well, who can we bring in now? I know the Mexicans. Let's call the Mexicans people of color. Because before that, Mexicans were not a part of the black civil rights movement at all. And the Mexicans did not want to be a part of that. And the Mexicans didn't even have a Mexican leader. They didn't have MARDAF and all those Mexican leaders, groups they have now. And so the civil rights movement got together with the Mexicans. They create Mexican leaders. And the Mexican leaders told the Mexicans, you need civil rights. Come join us. With the blacks, we're going to get you civil rights. And then for a while, the Mexican people, because they were independent, they said, no, we don't want that. And then the blacks start calling them people of color. And the Mexicans were like, we have nothing to do with that. We ain't no people of color. What's up? But the leadership started saying the same thing. And eventually, they convinced the Mexicans to join forces. And the Mexicans became allies. They became people of color. And when they became people of color, the group grew. But what happened is they started creating Mexican leaders who said, we need more taxes for more programs. We need programs now for the Mexicans. Now they need programs for the homosexuals, for the blacks, for the Mexicans. And when they did that, they ran for leadership. The Mexicans voted them in. And as a result, the taxes went up. And then people started paying more for the program. And one thing led to another. And then it got down to the women movement. They said, ladies, you're not happy. You need to be, you need civil rights. You're being oppressed. You can't vote. You can't do this. You need a leader. You need civil rights. And at first the women were like, what the? I didn't know that. What the? And they convinced the women that they need leaders. They need civil rights. And they create leadership in the women's movement. And they too became a part of the allies. And it left the normal white people who never knew that they were as powerful as they were, that they were superior, because they were not thinking about being superior. And so they eventually got the women to agree to be a part of the civil rights group that needed programs and money for this and that and that, and the taxes went through the roof. And now we are paying taxes through the roof. Babysitting program, after school programs, Women's Day program, women getting jobs and then they get pregnant on the job. While on the job, they need months off to have a baby. They're paying for that now, the taxpayers. And you wonder, what happened? You allowed the movement to happen. And then the normal, powerful white people, they were, at this point in 2025, they're just kind of giving up. And they're quietly living their lives. They're giving up the fight. And so they're, because that's what superiority people do. They still quietly live their life, but they don't fight with you anymore. And our taxes are through the roof because they built these allies. And they said, okay, now that the allies are in, and they voted them in, vote us in. We're going to get you more program. We're going to get you money. We're going to make you a victim and take care of you. And that's what's happening today. My question is, are you a victim? Are you weak? Are you emotional? Are you limiting your imagination and emotion, and it's so difficult, you need an ally. You need a group to live. Do you fight with others, or are you free? Do you limit your thoughts? Do you overreact the moment someone look at you wrongly or say something about you or turn against you or don't want to be married to you anymore or whatever, your children don't want to? Are you an individual? Or are you an ally to evil? Because that's what this whole movement is about, is evil. I know some people call it socialism, and it is, but it's evil. Because the average human being cannot stand alone. And we are paying taxes through the roof on something called civil rights, which doesn't even exist. And the powerful American, white Americans, have just given up. And they're quietly living their lives. And that's the right thing to do, I guess. 888-7753-773. What a mess! But you can be free in spite of all what's happening around you. Because my country is not going to change. Back in a moment, your phone calls and super chats.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. All right, folks, welcome back. I want to encourage you, do what you want, of course, as individuals, adults. You're responsible for your children if you have children. I'm not responsible. They're not my children. You are. They're not our children. They're your children. Don't let the government tell you our children are suffering. All they're doing is building allies. There's no such thing as people of color. What, Mexican ain't no people of color. Japanese, Asian, you're not a people of color. They have made you allies to the movement, which is evil movement, for power and wealth, and they call you people of color, and you think you belong. They'll turn on you just like that. You're not really a part of the group. You just think you are. You're being used. Anyway, announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And James Hake is on fire. Yeah, he doesn't have that good hair for nothing. And then, after the Hake Report at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Joy of Friday TV, he black, on fire. Joy of Friday TV at 11 a.m. And you don't want to miss that. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby, energy everywhere. Amazing lineup. Isn't that amazing? And then tonight at 7 p.m., the men's forum, the first Thursday night of the month. The first Thursday of the month is today, so at 7 p.m. And then, brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. I had a very interesting discussion with Josh Stout. He is the CEO of two companies, Homeschooling Advocate, Traditional Christian Education, and a father. He white, and he's a father of 10 children. Talk about making white babies. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
White people are going to become the minority in America, and that's the last thing we need to happen. It's over for America if that should happen.
America certainly can't continue as America unless you have your founding stock that stays here. If the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants go away, then what you had to begin with fundamentally disappears.
Absolutely.
We want to be altruistic. It's kind of in our nature, and yet we'll do so at the expense of ourselves.
Amazing. They're trying to erase the superior people and weaken them. Because it's the superior people who kept America going. If you notice, the people of color don't keep anything going. They destroy everything. They follow their leaderships, and the leadership is doing nothing good but fighting for more equal right, which means more money for them and so-called power. You're going to love the conversation with Joe at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, Pacific time, Friday. All right? And you can become members of the fatherstate.tv right there on YouTube or locals.com. You can support us in that way. Amazing. And don't forget to support us on social media as well. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, JLP Talk on X, cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King, and rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. I wanted to show you one. Oh, by the way, Haight has a guest today, I'm told. Third Rail with Omar. Third Rail with Omar. And Omar is criticizing Trump 100 days. And he's going after higher education for antisemitism. Criticizing Trump 100 days and he's going after higher education for antisemitism. My guess would be, my guess would be going after Trump. Is he a liberal? Omar's a liberal? Kind of, I'm told. You don't want to miss that today at 9 a.m. Omar's a Muslim? What the? At 9 a.m. Let me show you something really fast. You heard of T.D. Jakes, right? By the way, if you have not heard the Haight Report, you want to hear it. So this would be a perfect time to tune in to get your first shot, meaning inside of HaightReport.com from 9 to 11. So some of you have heard of Bishop T.D. Jakes. He is the pastor of Potter House Church. Well, apparently he's stepping down. And according to USA Today on Sunday, Bishop T.D. Jakes announced he will be stepping down and handing leadership over of the Potter House Church, a non-denominational church, Christian church, to his daughter and her husband. Watch this.
This was a shock to many in the religious community. Bishop T.D. Jakes has been a spiritual advisor to presidents and a religious voice to thousands. Now he says it's time to pass the baton to a new generation.
This is a beautiful moment for me.
From the pulpit Sunday, Bishop T.D. Jakes announced that he was stepping down from leadership at the Potter's House, the Dallas megachurch he founded in 1996 and has led ever since.
I cannot afford, especially after November, to risk something happening to me and you be sheep without a shepherd.
This is video from the service Jakes is referencing in November. It wasn't until months after his medical incident that he confirmed to the public he had a heart attack. Now, 5 months later, he told his congregation he had been preparing his daughter, Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts, and his son-in-law, Pastor Torrey Roberts, to take the lead.
I talked to the board because I was concerned. I have seen too many men build something and stay so long that they kill what they build.
His daughter and son-in-law moved to Dallas during the pandemic and have increased their roles in the church operations over the years.
And I know you guys are so tired. You had a heart attack on stage and still asked for the microphone so that they would be okay over you. I know what this cost.
We will see fruit unlike anything we have ever seen before. So thank you.
Amazing. Why is she crying? What the? But anyway, I didn't know you had a heart attack. I remember seeing something happen to him on the stage, but I didn't know what it was. Oh, I wish him well. I wish him well. And his daughter is a preacher. Lord, that's a mess. poor preacher their husband must have gone. I know you catching hell, buddy. You ain't got to tell me. Here's an early life clip of T.D. Jakes, plus a recent one where he says there are ways to prepare his members for the future, but he can't do it from the pulpit. Watch this from Fox 4.
In nearly 30 years at the helm, Jakes has presided over services that reached tens of thousands in person and online. He served as an advisor to multiple presidents and was a featured speaker at the inauguration of President Barack Obama. The church's ministry launched wide-ranging programs that span the globe, from health and financial initiatives for underserved communities to offender reentry assistance. Jakes told his members they will still see him, but it was time to take a step back.
There's some ways that I want to prepare us for the days ahead that I can't do it completely from the pulpit. Every now and then I think they'll let me preach, but there's some work in the vineyard that needs to be done.
Amazing. Whatever. Prepare you for the future. I wish him well, but he is stepping down according to that report. He mentioned, the report mentioned underserved communities. That's another civil rights quote, which means we're going to control you. It's like a buzzword. We're going to still control you, so we got to figure out how to keep you undeserved community. Underserved community. Why do you have to be served? What's wrong with you as an individual that you have to be served? Think about that. You weren't born that way. What happened? And why did you stop being an individual and decide to be a follower? Why did you decide to stop being the light and decided to be the darkness? Because somebody else told you to. There is no such thing as people of color. Mexicans, Asian, and black people, not even people of color, they're just black. But they made up this word people of color, and they brought in everything that's not white and made them people of color because they had a plan. They need to build an ally so that they can get in office and create programs and tax us to death while they gain money and power. What do you think the Democrats are fighting for right now? To regain power. They have nothing to offer you that's good. Have you noticed that? And yet you vote for them because you're part of the crowd. You're part of the group. And the group cannot step out of line. If you step out of line, you will be attacked. If you decide, you know what, I'm tired of being a part of this, I'm going on my own, they will come after you. The demons will attack. 888-7753-773. And yet, you call yourself free. You ain't free. You're in bondage in your mind, in your emotions, and you're controlled by the world outside of you. Remind me of the Israelites. They wanted a king to lead them. And Christ was like, what the? They even wanted Jesus Christ to be their leader. They wanted a king. He's like, no, no, no. I'm here to tell you, you have a greater leader in you as an individual. Let that leader lead you. I'm not here to lead you. I'm here to tell you who you are and point you back to the leader. They're like, no, no, you be our king. And he would run away from the crowd. who that would draw. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Canada and talk to Jermaine. Jermaine, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Jermaine.
How are you?
All is well.
Amazing. I just wanted to chat with you real quick because I was reflecting the other day on, you know, probably noisy, eh?
Yeah, you want to call me back when you have a quieter place?
Yeah, I'll call you back then.
Yeah, because you can't go to a quieter place right now?
I can. Put me in hold, and I'll talk to Derek to get me back on.
Okay, hold on. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Ronnie out of Ohio. Ronnie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Uncle Jesse, how you doing today?
All is well, sir.
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Now that President Trump's first 100 days, he hit that mark.
Yes.
I wanted to get your take on it. Other than immigration, which area would you give him an A or A plus or an A minus?
I would give him an A on every area, on the borders, bringing back jobs, the tariff situation. Now he's made a deal with Ukraine for the minerals. Every area of his life, I mean, of what he's done so far.
Okay, that's amazing. I appreciate your insight on that.
Yeah. How about you?
I couldn't give him an A in any area other than immigration.
And why is that?
Immigration has been a home run based on what he campaigned on.
Right.
And then shout out to Tom Homan. I think if every American took their job as seriously as Tom Homan does and worked as hard as he does, I think the country at least would be in a better position. So that was a good hire by Trump. But when it comes to the economy, foreign policy, I can't give him a A on any of those.
And why not?
There's nothing there that points to giving him an A.
Does he get an A for sealing the deal with Ukraine for the minerals?
It's hard to do that. When I look at Ukraine and the situation there, my expectations for that in order to give him an A would have been if he did end the war, as he said would happen. I think he said it would happen on day one. We're here at day 101, and the war's still going on.
So it's hard for me to look at the issue.
I mean, the situation going on in Ukraine and Russia, and say, yeah, you get an A here.
Does he get an A for the mineral deal?
I haven't read it, so I can't give him an A or I can't give him a grade on the mineral deal.
Does he get an A for bringing Russia and Ukraine together to discuss ending the war?
Yes, he gets an A for that effort.
Does he get an A for all the companies that he's bringing back and the companies that have promised billions and billions of dollars to bring back and invest in America to recreate jobs? Does he get an A for that?
Say that part again.
Does he get an A for all the companies that have promise to invest back into the company, I mean, into the country by bringing back jobs and businesses and things like that? Does he get an A for that?
That's probably more like a C minus. I think that the total dollar amount for those investments is at $1 trillion over 10 years, which is like $100 billion a year. And that doesn't do much for the deficit or the debt.
Still a good effort,
still a good idea, but
so he doesn't
not,
get an
not
A
anywhere
for,
near a home run.
He didn't. He even though Ford and other companies are like rejoicing, and deals are being made, he doesn't get an A for that.
No, No, I give him a C minus for the investment pledges.
Does he get an A for cleaning up waste in the government, getting rid of all those lazy bums, the government workers who were just taking out of tax dollars and not even doing real jobs at all? Now they have to go and find a real job. And look like the tax rates are going to go back down, and income tax things and all that is going back down as a result. Does he get an A for that?
When I see the results, I can put a grade on that. Where it stands now, I gave him and Elon Musk a D plus. D as in dog, for laying all those people off because it didn't do anything for the deficit.
It did. It got rid of a bunch of lazy government workers who are not doing anything for the country but making our money and benefiting us at all. You don't count that as an A?
No, it didn't do anything for the deficit.
It did. It lowered the deficit.
Where'd you get that from? I think somebody might have lied to you or gave you fake news or fake information because the deficit hasn't been reduced.
To cut back on government waste in that manner doesn't lower the deficit?
No.
Amazing. I appreciate that, Ronnie. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking my call.
All right, buddy.
This was fun.
All right. 888-77-5-3-77-3-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Danny out of Bulgaria. Danny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good day, Mr. Peterson. I hope you're doing well, sir.
All is well, Danny. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Peterson. Normally, I'm calling your program via Skype, but since it's ending, I just want to call and thank you for your amazing work. I will keep watching the program because it's remarkable, and I would like simply to wish you and everybody else there, Joel, Nick, Mr. Hake, everybody all the best, and God be with you all.
I appreciate that, Danny. Thank you, man. You're not on Skype right now? Calling from
I am on Skype.
I think what's going to happen, I know that Skype is going out of business, right? Am I right, Hake?
Yeah, they're closing down Skype.
They're not going to
update Skype. You may still be able to call from your Skype if you have it. I'm not sure, but they're ending the service.
From what I read, I won't be able to because they will be ending the whole service.
Okay.
Since I don't have an alternative, I just wanted to use this opportunity to call you now and wish you all the best because the program that you have is simply remarkable, has a lot of impact. I've shared it with a lot of people, and it's a very universal message. People love it.
Thank you, Danny. But I think there's another way to be made. Don't they come in with something? What do I do counseling on now?
Well, that's Zoom, but you can't necessarily, unless you're paying for some service that I don't know about.
It sounds like, feel like a funeral, didn't it?
I know.
something else.
You make it sound like a funeral.
No, it's not a funeral. It's just, because I've been calling for so long, I just wanted to call again and wish you all
no,
the best.
I appreciate that, man. But there will be a way made. Don't worry. We're still going to hear from you.
Absolutely. Well, we'll see how it goes.
Right on.
And with that said, all the best. Kind regards to your colleagues in the audience, Ms. Peterson. And God be with you, sir. You're amazing.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Oh, amazing. Thank you, Danny. Let me take a break. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
The way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
We're cleaning up the mess at every level, but there is still a whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Thursday, May Day, communist holiday. Didn't always used to be a communist holiday. 2025 AD. The lines are full, everybody. You can call in every so often, though, just in case a line opens up, or as you hear JLP wrapping up with another caller. We will get to your super chats as well, and more great stories in the coming hours of Bible Thumper Thursday. It's also the first Thursday of the month, the men's forum tonight, fellas, for the fellas only, no ladies allowed. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. First Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles for the men. Women's forums are third Thursday of the month, typically, all right? You can check RebuildingTheMan.com/events or call 1-800-411-BOND. That is 1-800-411-2663 if you ever need to confirm that it is happening or more info. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, and I'm happy to tell you, earlier this week, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced his intention to end the Defense Department's Women, Peace, and Security Program. Women, Peace, and Security Program, which increases the participation of women at all levels of conflict prevention and resolution. Like, that's going to help, right? Although Pete Hegseth described it as a quote-unquote woke, divisive, slash social justice, slash Biden initiative, unquote, it was President Trump, Donald J. Trump, who signed the Women, Peace, and Security Act into law in 2017. The law was championed by his daughter, Ivanka, and backed by Secretary of State Little Marco Rubio when he was a senator, and by the Defense Department of so-called Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, when she was a member of the House. Did you know Kristi Noem was a member of the House of Representatives? Experts say that ending the WPS, Women, Peace, and Security Initiative, what do the experts say? And you know not to go their way. They say it will have significant consequences for women in the military. And perhaps that's a good thing. They cannot worry their little heads about the world affairs. That's men's job. Nice. Anyway, mineral deals. After months of tense negotiations, the U.S. and the Ukraine have signed an agreement that will give Washington preferred access to Kiev's rare earth minerals, just as JLP stated in his phone call with Ronnie earlier, very nice, for providing funding for reconstruction. You know how they reconstructed the South? Well, they're going to reconstruct the Ukraine. The global production of rare earth minerals has long been dominated by China. Wow. Seeking an alternative, Western nations have looked to the Ukraine, which contains deposits of 22 out of the 50 minerals critical for the production of electronics, so-called clean energy technologies, and even some weapons systems. Wow. The Ukraine signed a similar deal with the EU, the European Union, back in 2021. Quote, "This agreement signals clearly to Russia that the Trump administration is committed to a peace process centered on a free, sovereign, and prosperous Ukraine over the long term," unquote. That's from Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, or Bessent, B-E-S-S-E-N-T, in a statement. Quote, "And to be clear, no state or person who financed or supplied the Russian war machine will be allowed to benefit from the reconstruction of Ukraine," unquote. Wow. Whatever that means. And a Trump trade vote, a bipartisan effort, which means evil. Bipartisan means evil, almost always. If not always, maybe it just means always evil. To rebuke President Trump's trade policy was thwarted late Wednesday night. Earlier in the evening, the Senate rejected the resolution, which would have effectively revoked the emergency order the president was using to enact tariffs. On a 49-49 vote, Senate Majority Leader John Thune moved to ensure the tariff opponents were unable to bring back the resolution at a later date, forcing J.D. Vance to cast the tie-breaking vote in D.C. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, can you make a conscious decision? Can you make a conscious decision? Can you make a conscious decision? And you can listen to the show if you're running around doing whatever it is that you're doing and you want a podcast. I know you podcast. You can still do that, but no matter what you're doing and where you are, because we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time. So anywhere in the world, no matter where you are, you can listen to the show live as it's happening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JOP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the second hour of Thursday. And every Thursday, let it be written, let it be said, let it be known. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
All right, brother. Are you
drunk
ready?
He's a bastard.
He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Amazing. If anybody ask what the matter with me, I'm saved, sanctified, and running for my life, drunk as a bastard. What the? So let me ask. And this is to the folks who say that they believe in God, the Christians and the Mormons and the Catholics and the Jehovah Witnesses and the Jews, those who believe in God, and the whatever religion you belong to. I want to know from you, I want you to tell me, if you believe in God, why don't you have perfect peace right now? Why don't you have perfect peace right now? Why don't you have perfect love right now? Why? If you believe in God. Think about that. You said you've been saved. You confess believing in Jesus. And you confess your sin and you believe in Jesus. You've been saved. Baptized and all that. And yet you're miserable. Why? Tell me why. Tell me why. Why can't I wait until tonight? Why? Why is it that you believe you have a free will, but you can't will yourself to have perfect peace? What good is your free will? Does that sound like a free will? That you can only be miserable? You have no peace. Because temporary peace or feeling good is not peace. Temporary happiness or feeling good is not peace. Why is it that you're still miserable if you have a free will? But think about this. You have confessed Jesus, and yet you're angry, you're insecure, you're a crowd pleaser, you cannot stand alone, you need civil rights, you need a leader. You need love. You need approval. You're ambitious. You get suicidal thoughts, anxiety, worry, loneliness. You want to fit in. Why? If you believe in God. Really, I want to know, is that possible to confess God as yours, Jesus as your believer, and you still have all that? You're jealous? You're envious? You're strife? You're revengeful? Why, if you have perfect love and believe in God? I want to know, how is that possible? Really, I want to know, because you are holding on to that and you believe it's possible. Why and how can that be possible? Impossible. That's what you are to me. Impossible, yeah. How? You overreact to situations. I do counseling Monday through Friday by phone, Skype, a walk-in, family individual. I cannot find the words, and I won't try to express to you what overreaction, reacting have done to people. It's mind-blowing. It's really mind-blowing. I heard in counseling, I heard a story yesterday. I won't mention the name or anything like that, but it was shocking, but it was still lightweight to what I've already heard of what happens when people believe a lie and they overreact. It's amazing. The more you overreact, the worse you get, and bad situations come upon you and you trip out. And what I've noticed is that the devil, the demons, and the demons are your emotions. Anyone that has emotions, because emotions are not necessary, they're not real. But anyone who has emotions are filled with demons. Anyone that feel good or feel bad, looking for love or need love, try to please or not to please, try to fit in or try not to fit in, have suicidal thoughts or depression or anxiety or jealousy or envy or strife or revenge. You love your thrills. All those are demons. And they're controlling you. And you call it you. And you go to the world for answers. Oh, Mr. Psychiatrist or Miss Psychiatrist, psychologist or counselor, help me, help me, help me. And they're like, okay, here's a pill. They don't give you any answer to solve your problem, no solutions. But they offer you medication, and they make you repeat over and over again, what are you going through? What? Oh, here's a pill. And you pay buku money for that. Why won't you be free? And so I want to know, how can you believe in God, period? Whether it's an Allah Wabba God, Christian God, Bishop, Pope God, Christian, Jewish God, Mormon God, or Indian God. My father married a Cherokee. My mother, people were ashamed of me. The Indian said that I was white by law. The white man always called me Indian squaw. Happy. That's all I ever heard. What's wrong with you? Why don't you wake up? Wake up, wake up, wake up, and be free. I know I'm counseling with someone that, and they're still in their 20s. And they have an amazing life. All of his brothers and sisters went to college. They're like doctors and lawyers. And they look like they're having so much fun. He didn't go to college. And he's still in his 20s. He didn't go to college. He rebelled in school. He didn't want to learn that mess. He wanted to be a go-getter and do his own thing and be an individual. And guess what happened? He became that. He owned a farm. He built his own house in his 20s. He literally built his own house from the ground up. Remind you now, he may have dropped out of high school or maybe through it, but he wasn't a school person. He has a farm over yonder in his 20s, built his own house, amazing land, his own everything on it. And yet, he believed thoughts that he should have gone to school, he should have been like his brothers and sisters, he should have got a degree, and cannot appreciate what he has because he's fallen into a lie. He believed the imagination. He has everything. The thoughts tell him, his folks told him, and tell you need to be like your brothers and sisters. And now he want to be like them. And like, you can't be like them. You're not going to be happy being like them. You'll be happy being you. He's like, but I'm very ambitious. I'm like, but you, look what you've done. You shouldn't be ambitious. Whoever told you that you need to be ambitious is your enemy. There's no reason to be ambitious. That's your enemy when they tell you that. A lost person is telling you that you need to be ambitious because they're ambitious and they're miserable. That's why they're building an army, because they cannot stand alone being ambitious. There's no happiness in that. This person is doing very well, but they're believing into a lie. Once you believe a lie, it's difficult for most people to not believe the lie anymore. But I want to know, if you believe in God, why are you so miserable? Where's the freedom in that? Why don't you know who you really are? And I wonder, to the ladies, if you were married, you're doing the best you could, and you found out that your husband cheated on you, would you still make his meals? Would you still love him? Or would you go off? Would you have a hissy fit? Would you go insane? Or would you still love him? Here's a pastor's wife who said she was graced by God to earn her husband's clothes while he cheated on her with his sidekick. I want you to watch this clip of a wife claiming to have had a radical heart shift from that moment when she found her husband cheating. She had a heart shift from that moment. Watch this from Instagram.
I had a radical heart shift from that moment. I got in my word, under my word. I just completely changed as a person. And I realized that God loves me, that God has a purpose and plan for my life, that God chose me, that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
So he would call me out my name. It wouldn't bother me because I allowed God's voice to be louder than his. And when I was going through transition of him not coming home on the weekends, not being there, telling me, I hate you, I'll never love you, I wish I never married you,
right.
I knew that life and death is in the power of the tongue through the word of God. So I would say, you will love me one day. We will have a good marriage one day.
Yep.
And although he would go out for weekends, I would literally help him get ready to go meet a side chick by ironing his clothes and getting him ready for the night. And these are all things I was graced to do. I would not encourage anybody to do that unless you are graced by God to do this.
Here you go, honey. Do you want to wear your overalls tonight to your date? What? Your suit? Amazing. What do you think about that one, Christian ladies? Alawaba ladies? Jewish ladies? Pope? Catholic ladies? Amazing, huh? Here's what led the husband to cheat on his wife. This is from Black Sports Online. But Nick gonna have to read it to you. It's not a soundbite.
Yeah, according to
for
the article.
For those who are listening and not watching.
According to the article, it reads, when they learned Kelly was expecting, they were married in 1993. In the episode, Reginald, the founder of Phoenix, Arizona's Kingdom Church, acknowledged that he would chastise his wife for not sharing his beliefs. However, this spouse was rather hypocritical in his day because soon after marriage, he allegedly left this holy lifestyle and returned to drinks, smoking, weed, and chasing women.
If somebody love you, will they always love you? What a mess! But the grace was with her. She still... she dressed to help him get ready to go and get his little date. Would you do that, ladies? Would you do that? All in the name. It's in the name. It's in the word. It's in the blood. It's in the blood. Here's a female who said that, you know how blacks are always complaining about America? Oh, it's so racist. It's all racist. You can't make it in America. The white man holding me down. It's hard on the black man in America. The white man holding me down. I want to go to Africa. I want to go somewhere. I'm going to leave America. Like there's another better place to go, right? I'm going somewhere else. I can't handle this racism, which doesn't exist. It's an illusion. But they believe it because they want civil rights, even though there's no such thing as civil rights. They want civil rights. And the superior white man said, you know what? I'm not trying to hold you back, sir. I'm not even thinking about you. I'm just being superior without thinking about being superior. I'm just living my life. And you're here whining about civil rights. What the? And racism. So this woman decided, along with some other people, black people I've heard who left America, and now they're regretting it. This woman decided she's going to move to Africa. And I've tried to tell people for a long time now, it ain't pretty in Africa. What the? And when you go to Africa, they're not going to treat you like an African. They're going to treat you like an American. They don't care what color you are. But no, she decided she want to go and live in Mommy Africa because she's fed up with the racism in America, which doesn't exist. Black people, white people are not trying to hold you back. The liberal whites are trying to hold you back now, so they need you to be, they need you to have some civil rights so that they can use you to get more money and power for themselves. Perceived power, but power. Here's a woman who says she fled the U.S. to Africa to escape racism and now want to return. She want to come back. There should be a rule that she can't come back. But she want to come back to the U.S. after being miserable in Africa because of the bugs and water. Watch this from X.
But y'all, I'd rather go back to America and deal with the racism in America before I sit here in Africa and deal with the bullshit robbery, the bullshit fraud, the bullshit scams, the bullshit too expensive, the bullshit not having no snacks, the bullshit not having no food, the bullshit electricity, the bullshit hot water, the bullshit what's that shit called that be coming down? The bullshit animals, it's scorpions outside the house, it's big ass spiders, it's big ass lizards, colorful lizards you ain't never seen before, all in the room with you, sleeping with you. All the bullshit people trying to scam you when you go outside thinking you rich, so they trying to get more money off of you. I'm really trying to wrap my head around this shit. I'm really trying to wrap my head around how are Americans coming to Africa and being happy. Please comment down below, because for me, I'm ready to go. And I always used to say, if it's up to me, it will be, and I'm going to go out to Africa and make it happen. No, I don't want to.
She want her snacks. She look like she can use at least one more snack, right? Y'all still want to go to Africa? She even said that she want to bring her business back to America. Watch this.
I want to take my businesses back to America. I want to open up shop back in America, open up my dentist office, and all the stuff that I was going to do out here in America. Steady electricity, and the only time our electricity get cut off is when we don't pay the bill. And we got it so good now, we got prepaid electricity, so if we forget to pay the bill, we put some money on that prepaid thing, and it comes right back on in 2 minutes. In less than 2 minutes. This shit right here didn't come on for 14 hours yesterday. I can't deal. I love the people. Don't get me wrong. When I'm outside, I'm having fun. I love people. But when I come back to reality, when you come back home, home is where the heart is, right? When you come back home, you're supposed to feel comfortable. You're supposed to be happy. I'm not happy.
The less twisted it goes off for hours, some type of day. If you want to come back to America, when your life can turn out because you didn't pay the bill, it's back on in a minute. So, black people, why don't you wake up and accept what you have and be grateful instead of living in an illusion that Africa would be better? Stop being a civil rights activist and be free. Stop being into the color movement and be superior in your own life. Why not give that a try? 888-77, she want to come back. So all black people, y'all need to listen to this. This woman can't even get some snacks over there. And she look like she needs snacks. And they're not available. Sleeping with the bugs, laying out with the bugs. They're in a house, they're everywhere. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Texas and talk to Chase. Chase, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's everyone doing?
All is well, Chase.
Okay, so I had a question about backstabbers.
Backstabbers. Okay.
Yeah. So how would you go about dealing with someone who you make them mad by something extremely petty, and then they go behind your back and do what they can to destroy you? Do you cut the person off completely?
Yeah, be glad to see that. And then don't judge them. Don't be angry about it. And examine yourself to understand why you didn't see that they were that way in the beginning. Because there were signs. There have always been signs. But you ignored the signs that told you, were trying to tell you that this is an evil person who cannot be trusted. So wish them well. Be glad to see it. Don't be angry and move on with your life. But realize that there was something I didn't see, so you don't go and make the same mistake over again.
Well, I mean, I saw it. I've known this person.
There are always signs.
Yeah, but if you're when you meet someone, if you're in the same kind of mentality that they are, just a perpetual cycle of a certain kind of mentality, you're not gonna see it. If you see it, you're thinking, well, they wouldn't do this to me because I'm cut from the same mold. So you don't see it, and also too, I'm not even 100% sure if what I'm thinking is what's happening, because it could be coming from someone else. And, if certain person, said person, communicates with the other person, and this person, not the first person, but this person is the one who knows the actual perpetrator but won't say anything, wouldn't that mean that they're kind of accountable for the actions of this person?
No. Each individual adult is accountable for his or her own action. No one else is. And if you don't know for sure that this person is doing what he's or she's been accused of doing, and you're supposed to be a friend, why have you gone and asked them about it?
Because it's one of two things. It's either going to be, I didn't do that, and then a bunch of vitriol.
But what does that have to do with you asking them as a friend? Aren't you a better person than they are? You go to the friend to find out what happened, and then you be done with it. Why you're no different than the person that you're accusing if you have not gone to the person? You're going by rumors.
Oh, well, I'm sure with one thing, as far as rumors and stuff, that's already happened.
But why haven't you gone to them?
I can't. They shut me off, and it's almost like I'm running like I'm trying to sort of run a little test to see how much I can get information wise. I mean, I'm not trying to be vengeful. Honestly, I'm trying to not be mad. I'm trying to stay as calm about stuff as possible, but I think I have a bit of a fear of having to kind of sit alone for a little while until I find new people, because that can be hard to find decent people.
Why would you even look for anybody else? What's wrong with you that you need new people?
I'm not one of these people that can spend a lot of time just with myself. I've tried it before.
But that's a problem. Anyone that cannot be alone is not worthy to be with the crowd or anyone else.
Well, I mean, I don't really want to be worthy to be with any crowd.
So then why are you looking for others then?
Well, I mean, in this scenario, it's a female, and I have I got kind of a weakness for that, and not like love and dating so much as it is just the company, if that makes sense.
And why do you need the company?
I don't know. I guess why wouldn't you get some, you've got a need and got to satisfy it. But I mean, in all honesty, it's not even at this moment, nothing's even getting satisfied. So it's kind of like, what's the point?
What's wrong with you that you need something on the outside to satisfy you?
I guess confirmation that I'm still, I don't know. I mean, for the reasons that anybody would.
What's wrong with you that you need someone to satisfy you?
I didn't think there's anything wrong with that. I thought that was pretty normal.
What's normal about that?
Biological function.
What's normal about that?
Well, I mean, it's normal. Well, I mean, I guess the normal thing would be find an actual connection instead of just...
Why do you need to connect with someone else? Can you hold for a minute?
Sure.
Let me take a quick break. When I come back, straight to your calls, 888-77-5377. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Bob a Thump a Thursday, 888-775-3773. Don't forget to get your super chats. I mean, not super chat, but cameos in. I'll do them myself. Shout-outs. Cameo shout-outs go to birthday shout-outs, weddings, anniversary, whatever the shout-out is. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, or that's for encouragement, whatever. I'll do it for you. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or, and check out the merch. We have amazing coffee. Punchy's coffee is delicious. Give it, and every time when Punchy's coffee goes back to the organization. So you got to be able to not only have good coffee, but help us to help others. Check out while there, check out all the merch. Amazing merch. Mamma Mia merch. Hats and mugs and t-shirts and everything else. Stickers and all kind of stuff. Go to rebuildingaman.com/stores or jessalinepeterson.shop. jessalinepeterson.shop. I want to go quickly back to Chase. And so, Chase, it sounds like and you met a woman. Now this woman is giving you trouble. She's out backstabbing you, and people are telling you, and you have not confronted her. Am I wrong?
Well, it's a little more in depth because there's one woman that I've known for years, and one that I met when I was out of town, and I don't really have much to do with the one that I met from out of town, but. I'm not too entirely sure who else was involved with some stuff has gone on too on like the internet where I've seen my credit score go into the toilet because of someone who opened something up in my name and I can see it. I've already done the credit check. I don't think that this first girl I said it was involved in any of that, but she does communicate with someone who is kind of sort of close to them. And I'm not going to be able to get answers out of either one of them.
How do you know?
I've already tried with one. You ask just tell me.
Why don't you go to the first woman and ask her about it?
Because it's not, I've already done that. She blamed it on someone else.
And then
after a while I started thinking and then I kind of sort of found some evidence that wasn't just her that was involved in the identity theft. There was a guy that was there too. And I don't know what I would have done to make him do that aside from the fact that they're just pure scammers. But, she is connected with that one girl that's actually, I guess she's related to me. She's connected with this girl that I've known for a long time, and they talk and say they don't, and I don't believe it. I don't really care, but I can't really get any answers. I'll just get told that I'm just being paranoid.
So why don't you turn it over to the FBI, let them handle it?
I'm going to have to get my credit score back.
Why haven't you done that?
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of just running to police like that. I've had to do it recently, but that was for an eviction type thing because I got the whole my mail comes here thing thrown in my face as an excuse. This is after.
If someone is scamming you in that way, why haven't you turned it over to the FBI?
I don't even know how to go about doing that.
You
and
call
I've got,
them up.
I've got other
you
stuff.
Call them up and say, "Hey, I got a scam going on here. Here are the suspects. Here are the information, and let them handle it." Why have you done that?
I mean, would they even really do anything? Because it seems like to me they would say that's just not something we deal with.
Why are you assuming?
I guess because it's easy. I mean, why would people assume about me when they don't know anything?
Why are you assuming how things are going to work out when you haven't taken the first step?
It's a bad habit. I guess I'm trying to guess what's going to happen before, so I'm not going to be disappointed.
But how can you know what's going to happen before it happens?
Educated guess. And
how can you know what's going to happen before it happens?
I guess I can't.
So why are you living that way, double-minded?
I don't honestly know how to be single-minded. I've watched your show, I think, recently, and that was the topic was double-minded, trying to be single-minded. And I started thinking about that when you said it, and I had to pick apart a lot of things and say a lot of people are double-minded, a lot of people around me. A lot of people in general are double-minded, don't think they are.
But
and I'm
what does that have to do with you, though?
I don't know how to be single-minded. I've been single-minded before in my life, but it doesn't last long because when you're single-minded, I got that, I don't believe ADHD, so I either have to focus intensely on one thing and shut everything else off, and I can get something done. But when I do that, I have to watch everyone else around me.
You say you have what? WHD?
Well, I have a lot of things, but I'm not sure. I don't let diagnoses just stick.
But did you just say you had HDD or something?
Yeah. That.
Did you just say that?
Stuff. Yes, sir.
And what is that? What is that?
It's just when you have your attention span, it gets divided easily.
So that's just a double-minded person. Why don't you become single-minded?
Because I will be dull. And
how do you know? You've never been single-minded. How do you know you'll be dull? You're dull being double-minded. You're dull.
No, I'm chaotic and I come off.
Right. That's a double-minded,
crazy.
Dull person. A chaotic person is a dull person. Why don't you become single-minded?
I guess because it's boring and I'm not.
But how do you know you've never been?
Yes, I have. I have.
No, you haven't. You've never been. Because there's no such thing as being bored being a single-minded person. You're bored when you're double-minded because you're always trying to figure things out and you're thinking that you know how things are going to work out and all you're doing is creating hell for yourself. It's not it's dull living that way or boring. It's not dull or boring being single-minded. It's nothing but perfect peace and single-mindedness, simple-minded.
Yes. You know, I got a brother-in-law who actually, I guess you could say he went from being double-minded to single-minded, and it's worked out really, really, really well for him, especially considering his past.
But how about you? Why don't you work on you and overcome and be so you could be a single-minded person? Because a double-minded person is unstable in all of his or her ways.
Yeah, and you know, and that's
so
true.
Why don't you overcome it then?
I guess because I've spent so much time like how I am, it's going to take a lot of undoing, and I don't feel I want to have the patience for it now, especially at my age, having to start over and do all this other
stuff.
How
old are you?
37.
So at your age, you don't feel like overcoming your hell?
I feel like overcoming it, but...
So then why don't you do it?
I don't... Well, no, I don't really have a blueprint for it. I have to...
You
to
do
figure
have
one
a
out.
Blueprint. You've been told, if you've listened to the show for a minute, you've been told to overcome your anger by forgiving your mother and father. Stop identifying with demons in your mind. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Be present. You have been told that, so you do have the blueprint. You just won't use it. Why not?
Fear, maybe?
You have fear of overcoming fear?
I think maybe because I'm just afraid that I'm not going to recognize who I am, and it's going to be unfamiliar, and I'm going to...
And where are you getting those ideas from?
I don't know.
You don't know where you're getting those. Are they your own ideas?
I would think so, unless it's...
So you're making up these ideas. I'm afraid to overcome because of this. You are creating those thoughts yourself?
Yeah.
And why would you create thoughts that would keep you in prison, in hell?
I don't know. I know one thing, though, is if I keep acting the way I am, prison's probably going to be the next step.
Why would you create thoughts that would keep you in prison?
I guess because I'm used to it and I need to change all that.
And how do you create thoughts?
I don't know. I don't know.
Why do you think you create them then, if you don't know how you do it?
I can't answer that. Not now. Maybe I can in the future, but right now I just can't answer that.
And why not?
Because I don't know.
So you love your hell? You love your misery?
I think so. I think I do. I really think I do. And then change that. I just don't really know any other way, I guess.
But you do know a way. You've been told another way, the right way, and you won't take it. Because you say you love your misery. You love your hell. You love your demons of anxiety and worry and fighting and insecurity and lack of love and looking for love and all those things. You love those things. That's why you won't let them go, right?
Well, I think what I've noticed that I do is that I try to force a situation, and I've been successful at making stuff happen, but it's never really been great. Like, I try to force a situation because I don't want to have to sit and feel a certain way. And maybe that's the time when I need to focus on trying to be, I guess, single-minded. And I've already threatened to say, you know, I'm getting tired of your BS. I'm just going to take you out of my phone and off my Facebook, and you're done. I'm done with you. Should I do that?
You can't do that, because if you do that, then you're going to have to face yourself, and you're not ready for that. Or you're going to go and find other people to replace that number with.
Yeah.
Because you cannot be alone. You cannot be whole. You want to be divided. And so you're going to just find other people to keep you divided. You know what happened is you love your misery.
Familiar misery. Yeah. Well, it's odd to think about all this. And
you love this woman that I guess looked like they took your credit and whatever, messed it up.
Oh, no, I don't.
Whatever
no,
they did.
She was just kind of an add-on to the whole deal. And I don't even know if it was her directly. I just heard later on that, hey, you know, when you were down here, I overheard her bragging about taking your card or something when you were passed out. And I should have known.
Why don't you go online and find out, or call the police or do something if you want to be at peace about it? And why don't you ask her about it?
I did. She blamed it on someone else. And then when I went back to the other one, she just told me, no, that's why would I do that?
And so you love this, right?
Mm-mm.
Yes, you do.
Maybe I do. Maybe I'm trying to stay somewhere that I don't need to stay.
You love doing it, and you love complaining about it. You love the misery that comes from it. You said you love your misery.
Well, I'm starting to learn that I love my misery.
Yeah.
I'm sure that I do, and I'm compensating with what I really need and I guess what I want with some of the worst people that
are
not
exactly
fit for the position. They're not fit for the normal stuff, the same stuff everyone else wants.
What do you want?
Well, I mean, just stability.
What
things
do
to
you
stop
want?
Going chaotic because
what
I mean,
do you
I would
want?
Well, I would like to. I would like to start up another little business. I want to start up my own stuff. I want to be free of all that crap. But I don't want to lose myself in the process. I don't want to just have to become a whole different
one last
person.
Question because of time. What do you want, Chase?
I just want stability.
What does that mean, stability?
I don't know. When you say it like that, I draw a blank.
So you said you want stability, but you don't even know what that is?
I might know tomorrow, but right now I don't.
So you don't know what you want then?
I guess not.
Why don't you find out what you want?
Okay, I'll think about that.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I actually ignored a text from her yesterday.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes, I have.
How about your father?
He's dead, but yeah, I was walking my dogs, getting them out, walking them around, and I was kind of contemplating, and I went across some thoughts in my head that were had to do with him, and I actually just thought, you know, I should not really stay mad about this. It's kind of something that's probably kept me down. So
are you doing a silent prayer?
I was, but I'm not anymore.
Are you doing a silent prayer?
No.
So you love, so what's your question for me then?
I guess I don't have any that are relevant.
What?
I guess I don't have any that are relevant. And
what does that mean?
I mean, I asked all the questions.
And what's your question for me?
Feel like an interrogation now. Got me on the spot, man. I don't want to have to say too much. My original question was, should I just go ahead and just cut the people out and just ignore them?
Why should you keep them in your life knowing that they're not your friends?
Well, one of them is just for sex, but I'm not really, I don't even know if I care right now. Not with that.
Why should you keep any of them, including the sex person, why should you keep them in your life, or would you keep them knowing that they're your enemies?
No. Not with this much confusion going on and not anyone coming back to say anything.
Why should you keep them in your life? Why would it even be a thought, should I keep them in my life, knowing that they're your enemies? Why is there a second thought about that?
That gets confirmation. I can't get it from myself, so maybe I'm just looking for it from someone else. And it's
so you don't know. You've discovered these people, your enemies, and you don't know if you should let them go or not.
No, I think I do know.
And what do you think you should do?
Just let them go.
Why is that even a question? Why would you want to?
I've done it before.
Why would you want to keep your what?
I've done it before, and then I came back and then unblocked her, and she said thank you, and then starts talking, and telling me, hey, I'm going to come out there. I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to come and stay, and all this and that. Not stay, but stay. And that's just a cycle, vicious cycle. I'm not really getting much out of it because it leaves me feeling nothing.
And what's wrong with you that you know this is your enemy, you let them go, and yet you bring them back when your enemy says, I want to come back and hurt you? What's wrong with you?
refer to the DSM-5 on that one.
What?
refer to the DSM-5 on that one. I don't know. I've gotten a lot of diagnoses thrown at me. There's no telling.
You saying what now?
A lot of diagnoses thrown at me that I don't even trust.
DSM-5, what does that mean?
It's like the handbook, the manual for psychologists and psychiatrists.
Why don't you forget about all that and work on you? What would happen if you dropped all these identities and just be free? What would happen with you?
Well, actually, I'd probably have to drop YouTube, too. I spend a lot of my free time.
What would happen with you if you dropped all that stuff, ideas and identities, and what would happen to you if you stopped thinking and just live your life? What would happen to you?
What I think would happen is that I would get into like a pit of not necessarily loneliness, but just pure boredom. And I don't do well with pure boredom.
But you're already bored and lonely with the crowd in your life.
I don't know. I like you said, I like the misery. Sometimes I think I'm addicted to the chaos, and the chaos doesn't go my way anymore at all. It goes the opposite.
It's always going to be that way. That's why it's called chaos.
There's no up or down. There's just, you never really know where you're going.
I
got to
run, but your question for me is what?
That was it. Should I just cut them out of my life like I've done before, but mean it this time and not go back and just use that as a test run and see what happens?
Why would you keep your enemy in your life knowing that they're your enemies?
Because I have some kind of control over the enemies, and maybe I like that. I don't know.
You have no control over the enemy. You're being controlled.
Well, they are too, but I mean, they live in your own hell.
What does that have to do with you? You are being controlled. And you're right, they are too, but what does that have to do with you?
I don't know. I plead the fifth, officer.
Let me know when you know.
All right, I will. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Luke out of West Virginia. Luke, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Luke.
Jesse, I got one question for you.
Okay.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Amazing. What's wrong with the blacks?
Man, that Carmelo Anthony guy, I can't believe his lawyer is trying to blame the weather.
Who is Carmelo Anthony?
That's that kid that stabbed
Go ahead.
That's that kid that stabbed that guy at that track meet in the heart and killed him.
Oh, okay. I remember that. The guy allegedly killing a white guy at a track meet. What about it?
Yeah. Well, his lawyer got up there. I seen an interview with his dad and his mom up there, but the lawyer was trying to blame the school for it and was blaming the weather.
Well, I haven't seen that yet, but that's the job of a lawyer. The lawyer's job is to make money. And so they're going to do whatever they can do to make money. Thank you, Luke. I got to take a break. The hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. Thank you, Luke. What the? Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
some serious mess going on in the world with regard to immigration. Venezuela is all of a sudden talking tough, trying to accuse the USA of kidnapping a 2-year-old. What in the world? And there's been some deadly storms, I hear, in between Pennsylvania and Oklahoma. In Pennsylvania and in Oklahoma. What a mess. And Commie Nonsense Network wants you to know about the manatees because there's pollution in some of the water or something. Something going on. This is the end of hour 2 of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, May 1st, AD 2025. It's the first Thursday of the month. That's the Men's Forum. Rebuildingtheman.com/events. Do join us if you are a fella, if you are a guy, if you are a man. Rebuildingtheman.com/events. Come in 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Nice. And there is one line open. You can call in right now during Hate News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back for the final hour of today's show. And then after that, the Hake Report. And then today is Joel's last day of the week for his live stream, Joel Friday TV. And then American Anchor, baby. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports, the Venezuelan Foreign Ministry has accused the United States of, quote-unquote, kidnapping a 2-year-old girl and demanded that she be returned to her family. Michaelis Antonella Espinosa Berna was separated from her mother as she was boarding a deportation flight back to Venezuela. The United States also deported the girl's father to a notorious prison in El Salvador. In a statement, the Department of Homeland Security denied abducting the toddler, saying she was removed from the deportation flight list for her safety and welfare. Wow. Without providing evidence, which they don't have to, the DHS accused her parents of being part of a Venezuelan gang. Wow. The child is currently staying with a foster family. Those things can be dangerous, too. And is in the custody of the Office of Refugee Resettlement. Refugee Resettlement. What a mess, huh? Get rid of that thing. And Venezuela has vowed to take all legal and diplomatic measures to secure her return. What a mess, huh? All these individuals that they pretend like they care about. And anyway, meanwhile in America, deadly storms, severe weather, left at least 4 people dead in Pennsylvania and at least 2 dead in Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the range. The violent storms tore through more than a dozen states, actually, bringing hurricane-strength wind gusts, hail, and tornadoes. A derecho, a long-track storm with destructive winds, left a trail of damage across a path of more than 500 miles from eastern Indiana through much of Pennsylvania. Wind gusts as high as 90 miles an hour, 90 miles per hour, toppled trees, ripped roofs off of several buildings, or at least a few. And Oklahoma first responders, that's emergency people, carried out dozens of swift water rescues as the flood waters rose and portions of nearly a dozen state highways were closed. More than 900 flights within, into, and out of the United States were canceled due to the weather. Wow, I didn't know all this was going on. At least at this time, more than 250,000 people, that's a quarter of a million, in 5 states are also without power. We're praying for you. What a mess. We're also praying for the manatees, aren't we? Maybe. Decades ago, the water in Florida's Indian River Lagoon was crystal clear. Now, it's dark and murky. Pollutants from water treatment plants and septic tanks on the edge of the lagoon have slowly leaked nitrogen and phosphorus into the water, one expert claimed, without citing evidence. The pollutants have fueled algae growth in the water, which destroys seagrass, they say, the main source of food for the state's beloved manatees. Manatees. Those are kind of like seals or walruses, except different. The gentle sea cows need 100 pounds of vegetation a day. Wow. I'm James Hake.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. Can you make a conscious decision? Can you make a conscious decision? Amazing responses to this question. Even when I'm walking down the road, people are like, hey, Jesse, I want to respond. Even the bus driver, I'm driving down the road, I'm in my car, the bus driver, I'm at the light. The bus driver opened the window. Hey, I watch your show all the time. I want to respond to that biblical question. I'm like, what the? Can you make a conscious decision? Can you make a conscious decision? Isn't that an amazing question? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can be listening to the show no matter what you're doing. You can podcast, but you still can listen as it is happening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's on the Talk Stream listen line, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Thursday, the third hour of the show today. And Thursdays is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't feel your faith. Are you ready?
I don't feel no way tired.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Bible Thumper Thursday. If you believe in God, why don't you have perfect peace? I want to know. Nobody's able to tell me why they don't have it. What the? 888-7753-773. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Arizona. Joe, a first-time caller. Joe, welcome to the show. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Jesse.
Welcome to the show, Joe.
I'm on two phones right now. I'm turning one off right now.
You want to call me back?
No, no, I'm on the line right now. I'm on the line. Hey, Jesse, I'm just calling to let you know that I forgave my mother.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
How did it go?
She laughed at me.
And meaning what?
I don't know. I mean, she laughed at me. She said I can't blame everybody else for my mistakes.
So did you hang up the other phone already?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you went to your mother and you said what to her?
Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told her that I forgive her for everything, and she laughed at me.
And what did you do when she laughed?
Well, I mean, I didn't know I was taken back. You know, I explained it to her very well.
Yeah.
And she told me that I can't blame everybody else
But so that's good. And let her act any kind of way she wants to.
Jesse.
And you forgive her and you move on with your life.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I mean, I feel like I don't have that burden no more. I don't have that attachment that like I gotta like please her or help her or some shit.
Right on. And you can't curse, but you're absolutely right.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
so
sir.
Be and then so be done with her now and you move on with your life.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Did you forgive your father for not protecting you from her?
I did that exact way. And he told me that I don't have to forgive him.
Right on. Most of the time, fathers would deal with it differently than the mother because it's harder for the woman to admit that she's wrong than it is for the father.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's amazing, man. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Jesse, I've been neglecting it, but I'm all over it. That's my next step, and I'm definitely going to jump full force onto that.
And you stay with it, Joe. You stay with it. Just stay with it. And I promise you, eventually, you will have a clear mind. All of those thoughts about depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, loneliness, revenge, all those things will leave you and you will have a clear mind. You stay with it, all right?
I'm looking forward to it, sir.
Right. How old are you, Joe?
I'm 39 years old, Jesse.
Right on, man. You stay with it, all right?
All right. Hey, Jesse, I want to tell you guys, thank you, all of you. Hake, Nick, Joel, you got a good team over there, man. Thank you all.
You're welcome, man. I do. I'm very fortunate. It's an amazing team. Thank you, Joe.
Cool. Thank you.
And good to hear from you. Amazing. 888-775-3773. So Ron from Texas called me yesterday, and we ran out of time. And yesterday we were talking about white people being superior to the blacks, really to everybody, but to the blacks. And Ron wanted to comment on that. Ron, thank you for calling back from Texas. You're on the air.
Hey, Uncle Jesse.
Yes, sir.
All right.
So you agree with me that white people are superior to the blacks, right?
No, sir. I didn't agree with you on that.
Oh, you didn't? All right. Go ahead. Why do you agree with that?
Good question. Because every race has their own strength. Okay? And let me finish this. Now, the strength that the black people have is celebrated in this country more than the strength of any other nation. And I say that, and I'll ask you a question. When has the president invited the best engineers, the best doctors, the best lawyers to the White House to be celebrated? Doesn't happen. Black people are superior in football, basketball, track, and those people always are celebrated. They get paid way more money than the best doctors, the best lawyers, all that. Okay?
You're not making sense, Ryan.
That you don't understand what I'm saying?
No. I really don't. I'm trying to, and I'm quiet because I want to hear what you're saying. Just to be a little bit in line and understanding what you're saying. Are you saying that there are best doctors and best lawyers and others that are black, but they're not being invited to the White House?
No, the best doctors, best lawyers are white.
They are white?
Okay, we agree with that, right?
You said the best doctors and the best lawyers are white?
Yes.
I agree.
Okay. Okay. When is Donald Trump going to celebrate the best lawyers at the White House?
Why should he celebrate that?
Why should he celebrate the football player?
No. I ask you, why should he celebrate that? And what does that have to do with white people being superior to the blacks?
It has everything to do with the black man's mentality. The point I'm making is the black man, even though we are in the last place as far as economics, okay? Like you say, we don't build anything. with at the bottom, okay? But what this country celebrates is the black man's strength.
Is what?
Okay? The black man's strength.
What is his strength?
His athletic.
But a monkey can be play basketball.
When did a monkey get invited to the White House?
But I don't understand I don't know how playing basketball or football make black people superior to whites.
No, I'm telling you, it's the black man's mentality. The black man's mentality is his. His strength is athletics, and this country celebrates that.
And
even
so,
rap music.
Even what now?
Even rap music is celebrated more than any other music
right.
in this country.
But because that's the only thing blacks can do is dance and sing. Whereas white people go around naturally making the country amazing without even thinking about it. They're just being themselves. And then the people of color, they want civil rights, and they want programs, and they want affirmative action, and they want this from the white man because they know that they are not superior to the white man, right?
No. That's your belief.
Black people don't want affirmative action?
Black people, and I told you yesterday, black people do want affirmative action.
And
black
do they
people,
want
they
DEI?
Want, reparation.
So if they're superior, why would they go? Why are they going to a superior group of people and asking for those things rather than doing it themselves as individuals?
It could be looked up as a play. As a scam, and they're scamming the white man. They're smart enough to scam the white man because you got white liberals out there want to give black people everything they ask for. Tell me I'm lying.
No, you're right about that because they use the black.
Okay,
so it's not like you're proving my point that white people are superior to the blacks.
I don't know how you got that. I'm talking about
what am I missing, Hank? Hate wanna,
the black man's mentality. Let me talk to Hate.
What's the black man's mentality?
Denial.
The black man's mentality is that he is superior.
That's his mentality,
the black man's mentality, and I'm black. I know black people. I talk to black
people.
So
are black people superior?
No.
Oh, okay.
We all have our own strengths, just like Bill Lockwood said yesterday. And the strength, and the strength of the black man is more celebrated in this country. Hey, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. They definitely kiss up to the blacks. And they're very, they like the entertainment value that blacks bring.
But that's not strength.
Okay.
Right.
You can call it what you want. We're talking about the black man's.
But how do you call that strength?
Because they get paid a lot of money for their talent.
But that's not strength,
more
though.
More money than the best doctor. You can call it what you want.
Do you know what point Ron is trying to make?
Hey,
Hey, what point is Ron trying to make? He's agreeing with me that black people are not superior to whites, but it sounds like he's calling basketball and football a strength.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
But what's wrong with him?
I'm doing a crazy sign.
Oh.
Shout out. But yeah, I don't think that they want to acknowledge the obvious reality.
And what's that?
That blacks do feel inferior. They act inferior, and they live lives that make them look inferior.
Anyone that believes in civil rights is an inferior person. That's why they believe in that, because they're inferior. Right, Ron?
No, sir.
You don't think that a person that asked somebody for civil rights, that is an inferior person?
No.
Why would you need to go to somebody to ask them for civil rights?
I'm going to say this.
Answer that question first.
In 2020.
Answer that question. Why would a superior person have to go to another superior person and ask for equal rights?
It's a scam.
But if they're superior, they can't be scammed.
No,
you cannot scam
Oh my God, you're going to let me talk? The white man is getting scammed. The white man is getting scammed by the black man in 2025, and they're winning. The white man is handing this country over to them. Don't you know that?
I agree to that.
They're winning. Okay, so who's superior if you're going to look at it like that?
The white man.
The black man got half the white people in this country wanting to give this country over to the black man. Am I right or wrong?
Say what now?
The black man has got half the white population in this country wanting to give this country over to the black man. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, there are, yes. But that doesn't make the black man superior and make him inferior.
Nietzsche
said, nobody is more inferior than those who insist on being equal. That's so deep, I don't know what to do with it. Nobody is more inferior than those who insist on being equal. And what's this guy's name?
Friedrich Nietzsche.
What do you think about that, Ron?
That's his opinion.
It's a fact. Nobody is more inferior than those who insist on being equal.
That's so deep. You agree that that's deep and true?
That is deep. What is?
Is it true?
What
is it true?
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Right
now,
on.
What is the white man superior at?
Making life happen for themselves and others. If it wasn't for white people, there would be no America. America would be just like Africa.
Okay.
It would be destroyed.
Now.
And the black woman would want to come back. She would want to come back home so she can get her snacks.
Now, the Jewish man is superior to the white man.
No,
would
he's
you
not.
Agree with that?
Nope.
Yes, he is.
Because if he was superior to the white man, he wouldn't be living in America. He would be in Israel. I rest my case.
He came to America to take over America.
Nope.
He funded.
That's not true.
He funded everything in this country.
Right. That's not true. The white man is superior to the Jewish man too.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Well, that's all. That's your opinion.
That's not true.
Okay. Hey, I do want to. Do a biblical thing too. Bible song, just a little bit, if you don't mind.
Yeah, real fast.
Now yesterday you said that the name of God is I Am, and I totally agree with you. Now, I Am is translated in Hebrew, H-1961, in the Blue Letter Bible, as Higher.
There's no such thing as a Blue Letter Bible. There is no such thing as a Blue Letter Bible. I bet you're talking about those black so-called Israelite Bible, huh?
No, sir.
Yes, you are.
Hey, have you ever heard of the Blue Letter?
No.
No such thing. That's a black Bible, man.
Y'all are inferior to me.
What?
Y'all don't know nothing. You guys are inferior to me.
You haven't heard of the ancient, you haven't heard of the blue letter Bible. That's how you get the definition of these words.
No, that's
a, translated.
That's a black Bible, man.
Come on, that's the white man, man.
That don't count.
Are you serious?
That don't count. Right, okay. I got to run, but thank you, man. I appreciate it. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Thank you, Ron. What a mess.
Mark says, don't worry, chat. I got the last Juan love for Bond and chat. Strong black arm, red heart, red, black thanks hands, and a light bulb.
Right on. Thank you.
That was from yesterday with your caller, Juan.
Thank you. Appreciate your support.
Roadrunner Nums. Love you, Jesse and crew. Bill, run for office. Bill Lockwood.
Yeah.
We need strong white Christian men running this nation, founded by great white Christian men. Christian cross and thanks hands.
Praise. Absolutely. Thank you. I rest my case.
Daniel from Texas. If I can ask. I can get past the thoughts and observe them a lot more clearly throughout the days now. Don't blame anyone for anything. How are we to deal with people who are the ones judging us, trying to pull us back to the hell they are in and seem to want to stay in, both at work and around family? Thank you all, guys, and have a great day.
You deal with them by not judging them and don't argue with them, and you leave them in the hell they cannot see. Just realize they can't see and move on with your life. Amazing. Thank you.
Vincent, a very generous 40 coffees.
Right on. Thank you.
Often I have a hard time doing the silent prayer. When that happens, I simply repeat the Our Father, concentrating on the words over and over till my mind gets quiet. Thanks, JLP. Forever grateful.
Thank you. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
A very generous 100 coffees from Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Jesse, why do you like Benjamin Netanyahu when he thinks and his religion says Jesus is burning in hell?
Because he's part of the dream team. Donald Trump, the dream team, Donald Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu, and Putin, the dream team. What?
Nice.
Thank you.
NP on Cash App, very generous, says, oops. Thank you.
Thank you.
A very generous donation to say oops. Thank Anthony on Cash App. That's Bond JLP Cash App. Blacks don't want equality in the NFL. They want it all. He also says, Bible Thumping Thursday, I think I'll watch. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Anthony on Cash App continues, women and blacks turning NBA into ghetto ball. NFL next.
Yeah. Everything they do, especially when you put them in charge of it, they destroy it. It doesn't matter if it's the government, entertainment. Look at Beyonce out there pretending to be a country western singer. Now country western going down the drain.
Terrible.
It ain't worth it. It has no meaning anymore. Isn't that amazing?
Nice.
They let her in only because of that black thing. What you call that?
DEI or affirmative action.
Yeah, that Trump is getting rid of it. Amazing. Thank you.
Matt 1776 on pilled.net says, he gifted the cookie. Welcome in to the comfiest bunker on the internet. Very cool. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. What's that?
It's a streaming platform.
Called Cookies?
No, Pilled.
Pills?
Pilled.
Oh, Pills.
I don't know what a cookie is.
Oh, thank you. Amazing.
But it sounds cool.
Yeah.
Four coffees from Jaden over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk.
Thank you.
Jesse, your wait-and-see mindset worked out well for me this week. In California, you can recycle cans and bottles for money.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the idea to put on gloves and dig through people's trash in the dead of night, score some bucks. Devil told me, no, you can't do that. People will be annoyed. Already trying to deter me before I got started. Had to wait and see. Did one can at a time. Doing it past week. Doing great. Nobody gets annoyed. A lot of people hand me their extra cans. One guy gave me $20. Devil lying. I was able to see by waiting. Thank you, Jesse. Here's some trash money. Four coffees. Pretty good.
Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. That's amazing.
That is.
Nice.
Eric, three coffees. You're not supposed to feel anything. This is a quote. You're not supposed to be feeling anything, and the world is going to think that you're cold, but what they're saying is come back to the hell that I'm in. How dare you not be part of my hell, JLP.
Right on.
That's cool.
It's totally abnormal to be emotional. And yet it is pushed like it's normal, and all they're doing is making you suffer. You end up getting POs, you get worse, then you want to commit suicide. And yet you believe that emotions are good. What's wrong with you?
Terrible.
It's abnormal, folks. Drop it. Drop your anger, and the emotion will disappear. It's only in you, with you, because you hold on to anger. And anger is hatred. Hatred is evil. Thank you. Stay with it.
Someone bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, the inferior topic you were talking about is interesting because you're separating the wheat from the chaff. When it comes to the whites, it's obvious the whites are superior. What's sad is that Hake and myself aren't afraid to talk about the blacks in this way. The white guilt virus runs deep.
He said you guys are afraid?
Aren't.
Oh, okay. Are not. Nice. Amazing. Thank you.
Right Someone on. Bought a coffee. Physically, you can see superiority and inferiority when it comes to black and white people. But spirituality, it's the same for both. Luke 6:40, the disciple is not above his master, but everyone who is perfect shall be as his master. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate these discussions because I grow and overcome from them.
Right on. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
Potleaf over on DLive says, Jesse looks like a can of Barbasol.
What's Barbasol?
That's a shaving cream can.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
I was surprised you didn't know that reference.
What, Barbasol?
Barbasol. I feel like you brought it up. That's how I knew about it. Maybe it was the chat.
Barbasol?
Mm-hmm, Barbasol.
And that mean that barbecue sauce?
No. It's to barber yourself, to shaving cream.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not familiar with that.
Thank you, Potleaf. Aaron G. says, biblical question answer.
What can you make a conscious decision?
You can only make one conscious decision, and that is to be conscious. Hand emoji. Tan hand.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Aaron.
I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Hello, sir. This is referring, says someone, to your show yesterday with Bill Lockwood. I hear what you see. However, the point you keep driving home was the white and black being superior or inferior was forceful. Based on what Mr. Jesse says, everything is spiritual, yet you keep on focusing on white and black. Are you trying to divide the races?
What?
When you talk about the whites and blacks, it sounds like to some people in their minds that you're trying to divide the races. And so he's asking you if you're trying to divide the races because you're talking about superior and inferior and white and black.
As an anchor baby, it stated so well that my only point I was making is that white people are superior to the blacks, but white people don't know that they're superior. They're not thinking about it. That's not how they live in their mind. They're just going about their lives being normal. And then the blacks, they want equal rights. And anyone that want equal rights are saying out loud that they are inferior. And that's the point, only point I was trying to make.
And it plunges you into inferiority.
Yeah. If you want equal right, you're saying, and I didn't know Nietzsche has said it. My producer gave me this after that conversation. Nobody is more inferior than those who insist on being equal. So that's the point I was making, that the black people are not a people of color, which has been included by force. They are inferior. That's why they keep crying that they want to be equal. That's all I was saying about it. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Someone, as always.
Yeah.
Raul, you ain't free, JLP. That's a quote from JLP.
Right on. Thank you.
D-Money, please send my probation officer proof I'm doing AA. Thank you, D-Money.
Thank you, D-Money.
5 coffees from Nikki. Morning, Jesse. You often say men need to overcome women, but can women overcome a man?
Yes.
Is that even a thing? What does it mean spiritually?
It's to put what's right first. Don't love the man first. Don't love yourself first. Don't love your children first. Don't love the world first. You love what's right first, ladies, and you'll be fine. But if you love that man first, which is no love anyway, you're going to be destroyed by that man because you will make him your God. And it's not good. Thank you.
We're ready to take a break.
The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment.
On this side of heaven, I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world.
Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. All right, folks, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake! HAKEReport.com. James Hake is on fire. And as you heard in the Super Chat, he's not afraid of the blacks. He doesn't mind. He loves the blacks. So he tells them the truth. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And he has a guest today. Ooh, and it's a liberal guest, I hear. Angel Dust. That's the name?
No. Third Rail with Omar.
Oh, Third Rail with Omar. Hey, Omar. Do you know what Angel Dust is?
It sounds like a drug or something.
Do you know what Angel Dust is?
PCP?
Whew. You can tell he's from Canada.
He's like all over it. PCP, it is a drug. But I don't know
You mean
PCP.
Phenolphthalein? No, like the full name.
But it is a drug. Angel Dust. I haven't heard Angel Dust in so long.
I did have Stardust on my show one time. I've been thinking about bringing her back on. But that's not Angel Dust, not to be confused.
Right. And so you're having...
Third Rail with Omar, and he's going for Trump. Because Trump is fighting anti-Semitism, so-called, in the universities, and he's not for that.
Oh, he's not?
Yeah.
He doesn't want Trump to fight anti-Semitism?
Right.
Why not?
Because it's a violation of free speech, they say, in the universities.
But you can't come into our country and call us a big state in Israel, a small state, and then attack us.
What if you're an American and being anti-Semitic?
But you're not American if you're going to be that way.
That's right.
Amazing. But that's at 9 o'clock.
Nice.
Pacific time. And then at 11 o'clock a.m., right after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He's black. Another amazing show. And he's here every Thursday, Monday through Thursday, even though his name is Friday. It doesn't relate. There's no relationship. Monday through Thursday, Joel Friday TV. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. And he's on fire. He's on fire. And then at 7 p.m. tonight, the men's forum, it's going to be a doozy tonight. Believe me, the men's forum. And at 7 p.m., RebuildingTheMan.com/event for more information. RebuildingTheMan.com/event for more information. Don't forget to support us. Check out our merch and all that good stuff on RebuildingTheMan.com/store or JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right? And thank you all in advance. Now, I'm going to try to get to as many calls as possible in the time that we have left. Let me go to Tony out of New York. Tony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. P?
I'm sorry. All is well, Tony.
Oh, man. It's been a minute. It's been a long minute. I spoke to you back in 2022.
Okay.
I used to call you regarding my daughter's case. I had a daughter with a neighbor. I took her to court. It was the biggest mistake. You advised me to let go of my daughter and just let God handle. Imagine. But the reason why I'm calling you today is amazing.
Did you let go?
I had to. Everything that you said, it came in hand. And to find myself, to be honest, it wasn't that easy. When you said that to me, I remember I called you back a year after, and then our daughter was taken to Texas. She moved to Texas. That's when you advised me to basically just let go and just let God handle.
Yeah.
At that moment, I called you back and I told you, oh, why are you telling me that? I was so confused. I was, you know, and to make a long story short, Mr. P, I went from 155 all the way to 190, 190 pounds. My hair was falling out. I started suffering from psoriasis. When your skin peels off,
right.
Psoriasis, I think it is.
Yes.
All stress. At that same time that my daughter was taken to Texas, to a different state, my dad passed away. I don't know if you recall that, in a truck accident. My mom's mental illness completely went up the sky.
A lot
of things have happened. Say it again.
What a mess.
You have no idea, Mr. P. It hasn't been easy.
How are you now?
I'm doing much better.
And what do you mean? When you say doing much better, what do you mean?
I have found a little more peace within my heart, within me.
Okay.
And I've been pleasing my spirit more of the flesh.
Nice.
I've been falling back. It hasn't been easy though, Mr. P. I'm only 49 years old. I'm very, you know, I'm I know some people be like, yo, this guy is mad old. No, but I look 30. You know, I take care of myself. I dropped. I'm at 164 today. I dropped 30 pounds easy.
So your question for me is what?
It's tomorrow is my birthday. I'm turning 50 tomorrow. My question is, sir, since I've been working on my spirit and I'm trying to get close to the Lord. My question is, for somebody's birthday, is it a good idea to go and indulge yourself and please the flesh and leave all this behind, or is it wrong for me to go and try to, you know, buy something nice for myself for my birthday?
Let's say you want to go out and celebrate your birthday, right? You can go out and have some fun, but don't identify with your birthday. Don't call it you. It's just you're doing a physical thing to appreciate your birthday, and when the party is over, be done with it. Move on.
I'm not even trying to party. I'm just want to buy myself something really nice.
Well, go ahead and just do it. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that, sir?
No. Absolutely no. But as long as you don't put that before what is right, you'll be fine.
Well, what is right is, what would I say? There's always things to do in life. There's always important things to do. That's what I think is killing my conscience, that, you know, I do have other things that I can take care of, but you only turn 50 once.
Afford to go out and buy something for your birthday?
Yes, I can.
Then go do it. No big deal.
How about if my conscience and that voice in my head is always bugging me out? What do I do with that?
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Don't believe it.
Even if it's something really expensive, I can't afford it. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to feel like, oh,
you
my God.
Can't,
you
can't
know,
afford
I'm
it.
Over here. I can. I'm doing well.
So why
God,
there's
know?
A problem? Why are you tripping on it, about it?
Because I don't want to give in to the flesh.
No. I mean, let's say you want to buy a nice suit for yourself or a nice car. Go buy the car, but don't call the car you. Enjoy the car, but it's just a car. And you have a job, you've made a nice living. Go buy it and don't worry about it. And don't listen to the thoughts about it at all right?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because, you know, the thoughts are not real.
Not at all.
It's crazy because your question of the day is, how can you make a conscious decision?
Can you make a conscious decision?
Look at me now. I'm over here in the middle. You know what I mean?
Are you doing the silent prayer?
No.
What? Suffer. What's up?
I do so many
suffer
other things.
Suffer and die.
You know what, Mr. Peter? I don't really know. I'm so confused sometimes. You know, I've been through a lot of it.
If you were doing the silent prayer and staying present, you would not be confused.
But I stay in the present.
No, you don't. Not if you're confused.
I'm confused in the sense of since everything that happened to me at once, my pops passed away, my daughter was taken to another state. I haven't, in the past 4 years, I've seen my daughter 6 hours.
But what you don't realize, Tony, none of those things happened to you.
How does that work?
None of those things happened to you. Those are situations that happen outside of you to other people. They did not happen to you.
I'm confused. I'm more confused. How did that not happen to me? I haven't seen my daughter in 4 years.
Right, but it still didn't happen to you. It happened to your daughter. They took her to Texas. But because you identify with it, calling it you, and you believe in the thoughts, that is you. You think it happened to you, and it did not.
I see what you're saying. Mr. Peterson, man, I walked a long way, man. I've been on it for a minute.
Well, do the silent prayer, and it's going to be amazing for you.
Let me give you a little more. I just need a little more advice. My mom's illness is schizophrenia, psychosis, bipolar, and dementia. She lives with me. She's been staying with me for the past 3 years. I've been completely put my whole life to the side, and I've been taking care of that.
Why don't you put her in an old people home?
Because she'll die of depression.
What?
She'll die of depression.
But she's already depressed with all those problems.
Say it again?
She's already depressed with all those problems.
She's doing much better since she's been with me. She was actually at a mental illness place. My brother and my older sister, that put her in a place. And when I went to see her, she was always drugged out. I was able to catch her in a normal state of mind, and I mean one thing next to another, my man. She begged me to take her out of there.
Now you're stuck with her.
I don't see it as I'm stuck with her. I'm honoring my mother.
In what way are you honoring? You want to do that?
I believe I'm doing what the Lord is asking me to do.
Do you want to do that?
I mean, nothing that's going on in my life I want, to be honest.
Do you want to be stuck with your mother like that?
Well, she's not an easy person.
Do you want to be stuck with your mother like that?
I just want to be in touch with my soul, with my spirit. I don't want to be later on. No, I don't, Mr. P. I want my own life. I'm still young.
So then why are you doing this then if you don't want to do it? It's not love. It is not respect. It's not honoring. You're doing it out of guilt, and guilt is not love. Why are you doing this? Won't you put her back in there?
The Bible says to honor your parents and take care of your parents.
No, it doesn't tell you to take care of your parents. It tells you don't resent your parents. Don't hold anything against them. They could not help themselves. It does not tell you to put your mama in your home and take care of her and destroy your life. It just means don't resent them. That's all it means. Now you stuck with this woman. That's why your brothers and sister, your sister, put it in a crazy house. It's not their responsibility.
Yeah, they don't even call for mothers or birthdays or Christmas. They've been out the door. Man.
And you feel the same.
How does that work, though, man?
You feel the same way. You're doing it out of guilt, and now you're unhappy.
I don't think I'm doing it out of guilt. I'm doing it out of the respect to the Lord.
No, you're not.
Mom's favorite.
See there? God didn't tell you to do that. God doesn't want your mother stuck in your home with her misery because she didn't take care of herself. Now you're stuck. That's not from God, man.
What? I have my daughter's case in court. I have my mother with mental illness.
You and love this misery. That's why you...
No, I don't.
Didn't let it go.
I'm trying to walk off of it.
Didn't let it go. Put your mama back in the crazy house. Wish your daughter well and work on you.
How do I do that without my conscience or my discernment?
That's not your conscience. Your conscience is not going to make you
feel... Not my conscience. My I'm sorry for interrupting you. Lack of a better word, I said my conscience, but your discernment, I guess.
All thoughts are all lies all the time. Stop listening to the devil. The devil is the one that caused you to go and get your mom out the crazy house. Now you stuck with it. And the devil told you, oh, the Lord want you to do this. The Lord want you to honor your mother. Get her out of that crazy house and bring her to your place. And now you're miserable. And you think that's from God. God doesn't want you miserable. God came, sent his son that you may have peace. That's not peace being stuck with your mama.
Should I drive by a old place center, slow down a little bit and push you off the car? Don't even stop. I don't know. I'm getting ideas. The voice keeps talking to me. I don't know. You want me to open the door, slide her off? They were in a place and she don't know how to wake her back home. Oh, man, Mr. P, I miss you, man. I've been listening to you for a hot minute. I don't know, man. You tell me, man. I don't.
You but know let me mean? Tell you this.
I am miserable, man. I've been miserable for like 3 years, man.
Yeah.
I gained so much weight. I was killing myself. And you know what I said to myself?
What?
I said, Mr. Peterson was right, man. I got to let go of this shit. I haven't spoken to my daughter since last August.
Nice.
And then her mother, listen to this. Because of my dad's passing, the family was compensated. So, I bought a house, what I was given. I bought a house, so I don't got to worry about the roof over my head forever, As soon as I did that, she came, after 4 years of not letting me see my daughter and me paying child support, she came and put me in court for more child support because she wants more money.
That's what evil women do.
My man, so they had me in court the other day, about a week ago, and then on December 1st was her birthday. She turned 8 years old. I've been in court 8 years.
Wow.
I sent her three pairs of shoes. Yeah, you don't remember me, but I called you from the beginning. I put my daughter's mom in court since my daughter was 1 month old because she didn't let me see the baby. But I regret it now. I should have just let it go ever since and saved myself $52,000.
Absolutely. I don't... These men have this false idea that they love their children, and they don't know that that's not love. That's hate. It's just emotion that feel like love, because if they love them, they will let them go. You don't cut the baby in half. You let the baby go. You work on you. You seek first the kingdom of God. And the Father will work everything out for you. But they be like, oh, I love my kid. I can't imagine not being with my dear. And they call that love. And it's not love. It's hate.
Mr. Peterson, it almost cost me my life learning that lesson, though, because I was losing my life. Stress. My hair was falling off.
Yeah.
My face was peeling off. Stress. I couldn't even bend over and tie my shoes because my belly was so fat.
Yeah. But now you stuck with your mama, and now you're gonna get that weight back.
No, I do 10 miles on a bike every day. I work out. I box. I'm staying busy.
Let me send you because of time to run, Tony. I got to run. Call me again. But here's what I recommend: do what you want. Of course, do what you want. But I would recommend you put your mother back in the crazy house. Let them take care of her. And then you work on you. Do the silent prayer. Stop listening to thoughts. Watch them, but don't do anything about it. And live your life, man. God came that you may be free. Christ came that you may be free and have a life. You don't owe your mother anything, nothing but to not resent her.
I resent her, man, because, things that she be talking about.
Yeah,
mental illness is crazy, son. They be talking mad crazy, like she be bugging, like like she don't appreciate sometimes or everything that I try to do for her. And
you need to dump her. Let them take care. That's not your job. Dump her and live your life. All right, do what you want, but that's my recommendation. Let me know how it goes.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Peterson. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Nikki bought five coffees morning. Thank you, Nikki. We already read that one. CSR, three coffees. Jesse, there is trouble in the land.
Jesse? There's trouble in the land. This woman used to tell me every time I saw her and her husband been beating her. I was like, hey, how you doing? Jesse, there's trouble in the land. Amazing. Thank you.
And he says, I just ran out of the blacker than black punchies coffee. What the?
Order some more.
I'm going to order two bags this time.
Right on.
Says Cesar.
rebuildingaman.com/stores.
Yeah. Or jesseleepeterson.shop. It's right there.
Oh, jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuildingaman.com/stores.
Nice.
Thank you.
What up? Says shout out to Luke. Also, Jesse, have you seen this particular movie?
Thank you. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Right on.
Thank you. What up?
Yeah.
Blunt Wit says, stop being weak because we got evil shaking in their boots. GB and GL.
I want you to know and remember, any person that wants civil rights are weak. You're weak. You're telling the world you're weak. Amazing. Thank you.
Bible Talk with C-Sal. We all, Jeffrey Dahmer, white praying hands, two smileys.
Two hoofs and a holler for me coming, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Aaron G., I find it ironic that if other races could admit they were inferior, they would instantly begin to overcome their inferiorities. How could one improve something that no longer needs improvement?
Repeat that.
If other races could admit they were inferior, they would instantly begin to overcome their inferiorities.
100%. Absolutely. And the movie is Matrix.
Yeah, The Matrix. Have you seen The Matrix?
I seen it on the TV thing, but I never watched the whole thing.
I think I remember you saying that.
Yeah, I thought Matrix was for kids. I didn't know it was for adults.
It's for transgenders now.
It is?
Yeah, the two guys, the brothers, Wachowski brothers or whatever, they turned transgender later.
In real life?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Not the Matrix!
I know.
Matrix.
Cactus Eater Barrow with a diamond. We celebrate what kids do, but they aren't superior. That's in response to Ron saying, oh, we celebrate blacks being good at
Ron
sports.
Ron wasn't making any sense at all. He would try, but he wasn't making sense. Thank you, Ron. And thank you. Who was that?
That was Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond.
Thank you, sir.
On DLive.
Oh, ma'am.
Pastor Chatelet on Pilled.net gave a can. Hank, you could turn the stickers on, LOL. Mr. Zoe gave
Thank
the
you.
Shades. Welcome to Pilled, he says, with shades.
Who said that?
Mr. Zoe.
Thank you.
Or Zoe.
Thank you.
T-Z-O.
Let me stop right there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Let me go to Derek. Thank you all so much. Derek out of Tennessee. Where is he, Tennessee? Yep. Oh, Derek hung up. What the? Let me go to Thomas out of Arizona. Thomas, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Thomas, Thomas, Thomas.
Hey, what's up, Jesse? Can you hear me?
I can.
Hey, how you doing?
All is well, sir.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to touch on that 100 days in office for Trump.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, it's amazing, man. I'm right there with you, man. I think what's crazy is that I don't understand. I'm like you, man. I don't understand a lot of the way people think. I can't see how people, they make decisions and opinions without even waiting for results yet. You know what I mean? We haven't even got any results yet.
Yeah.
And like you were saying earlier, you know, they just, like, people, they just groupthink.
Yes.
Their friend tells them, their friends tell them, and then they believe what their friends say instead of actually searching their own for the truth. You know what I mean?
They believe what the media says and their friends. They don't ever think for themselves to see what's happening.
That's right. And you know what, though, too? Jesse, I was going to tell you the last time I called, but, you know, the reason that all these people are kept captive in their minds and in their thoughts is because, you know, because like I said, I know you're well-rounded in scriptures. You know, it's because they never fell in love with the truth. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Once you don't fall in love with the truth, man, you start falling for all these lies and all the deception, and then you start believing it as true.
I rest my case. Absolutely, man. That's deep.
Yeah, you know, and then you don't realize that you're on the wrong side of the fence, you know, and then they start pushing all this stuff, thinking that they're actually believing what's right.
Absolutely. Thomas, I got to run because of time. The music, they're going to cut us off. Call me again, man. Amazing call, though. Thank you.
Yeah, man. You're welcome.
All right, buddy. I am out of time. I'm scheduled to be on Owens Warrior show today on InfoWars. I always look forward to those shows. Today at 3 p.m. Pacific time, Owens Warrior on InfoWars. Check it out. He's everybody's friend. He's an amazing person. Standing up for what is right at 3 p.m. And now the hate report is coming up right now. And then Joel Friday TV at 11. And the American Anchor Baby at 12. The men's forum tonight at 7 p.m. Come on down. And Alex from Texas. Fritz out of Florida. Somebody just dropped. I'm out of time. Tomorrow is Black Friday. And we're going to move. We're going to move callers a little bit faster tomorrow. Thank you for your super chats and all that. And I will catch them on those the first thing in the morning. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Get on the straight and narrow, folks. Seek what's right first. And all things will be added to you. It will be and it'll be perfect. Really, it cannot go wrong. The truth love you. Let it work on your behalf, all right? Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Forgive your mama and your daddy if you want to be forgiven. If not, you don't have to do it. Thank you all for your super chats and your support. I do appreciate it. The Hate Report is coming now. Take care. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Thank you, Jay.